Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. We are counting down the days to kickoff, high school football kickoff. This Friday, the Emory Spartans will travel on the road to take on the North Stampede Hawks. We're going to talk a lot of Emory football over the next few days. You will be able to listen to live play-by-play coverage of Friday's game right here on KOAL, live coverage at 6:30. Kickoff will follow at 7. You will also be able to watch the live broadcast. All you got to do is go to our Emory High School YouTube page. That's Castle Country Radio Emory. Just type that in. You'll be able to watch the game Friday night. So we are going to talk right now. Yesterday, we had our annual media day for Emory High School football. So this segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, where they've been serving Price and the surrounding area since 1952. EUCCU bringing you this local segment. We talked to two Emory senior football players on the team, one being Deacon Mangum. Now, Deke definitely was thrusted into the limelight last year due to injury. We talked about his growth from his junior season and how he'll apply that, getting ready to start his final season at Emory High.
Deacon, it's great to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. Here we are now talking about your senior campaign. Very amazing how fast time flies, right? How have you grown during your time here at Emory High School?
When I first came to Emory High, I was definitely a little shy and kind of scared to play at this higher level, but it's nice to grow with the football and go through high school.
You definitely baptism under fire last year, right? I mean, you were kind of thrown into a pretty important role on the varsity unit due to injury. Mm-hmm. What was that like, jumping up to that level and playing, you know, in a very tough region against a lot of stiff competition at the varsity level last year?
It was definitely intimidating at first, but as all of our coaches say, it's just next man up. And so when the opportunity came, I just had to jump on it.
Is there a specific moment that you remember from your junior season, maybe a specific play, good or bad, that has kind of stuck with you that you've tried to build off of?
Probably just sitting on the sideline and watching Matt go down. That was definitely I kind of got hit with the realization of it's my turn now, and I got to go out there and do what I can to help our team.
That moment came at a pretty crucial time, too, right, against Matai. And then you stepped in and you had your moments. What has it been like for you this year, being one of those central figures as far as the skill position players on this team?
It's definitely interesting having to rise up and play my part and do what seniors do. It was kind of a little bit easier last year, you know, still being a junior and having all these kids to look up to. But now I'm the one, and my fellow wide receiver seniors around me, now we're the ones we're being looked up to. And so we kind of got to set that example.
I know in talking with coaches throughout the entire offseason, they really like the skill position group here on this squad. And that's saying something, because last year we had two, in my opinion, first-team All-Staters, right? Matt and Creek on the outside. But this seems to be a very close-knit group, and you guys have proven that you can be productive at this level.
Yeah, I feel like we're just super sound all around, and we have backups in places we didn't really have last year. And so it's kind of nice to be able to rely on each other and have a set group that's pretty even.
What's your chemistry been like with Trevin, who's taken over under center?
It's been amazing. I mean, I've known this kid for years of my life, and so being able to rise up and play varsity with him this year is going to be fun.
You guys have obviously played together for years and years, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes we put too much emphasis on the idea of, okay, this is a new group. No, you guys are very familiar with one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had Trevin as my quarterback 8th grade and freshman, sophomore, and half of my junior year before stepping up the weight. So really, I've played way more ball with Trevin than I ever have Wade.
What do you prefer, offense or defense?
Definitely offense. I like getting the ball a lot more.
So it's scoring, not getting hit. That's what you prefer?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's look at this offensive unit. So outside of what Deacon Mangum can bring to the table, let's talk about some of the other guys. And who has impressed you during these summer months as we gear up for the season opener on Friday?
Definitely Porter. I mean, he's putting a lot of work. Me and him's had some sessions we've stuck to, and, man, that kid's fast.
Yeah, and we saw that last year, right? We saw that breakaway speed that he has. What's it like for you going into game week? Is it, you know, there are guys that love to watch video, right? There are guys that like to put in the reps. What's it like for you? What do you prefer to do the week of?
I just like keeping my mind on football, not getting distracted by all the other things throughout the week. Mm-hmm. So just kind of focusing on what this Friday night holds for me.
what does this Friday night hold when you take a look at North St. Pete? It's a team that we have a lot of history with. They're not an unfamiliar opponent. We see them quite a bit. What stands out to you about this team?
They always put in a ton of effort. They're always a good challenge, even though we've had our way with them the past few years. They've always been a tough opponent.
I know we'll probably talk to some of the other guys about this as well, but boy, I like the schedule this year a lot more than last year. It seems to it broke fairly well for us, I think, this season.
Yeah, no, I love last year we had mostly away games, yeah. And now being able to flip that schedule around and having a lot of home games with our home crowd behind us and familiar faces up in the stands.
What are the expectations? Have you guys talked about that? Have you gotten together and said, okay, this is the ultimate goal and this is where we expect to be?
It's not been much said, but I think we all hold ourselves pretty accountable and high in what our expectations are this year. Hopefully a trophy, yep. We all hope. I mean, that's everybody's hope, but you know, we just kind of like to think that we can be that powerhouse that we try to be.
Yeah, and I think that this is a pretty unique senior group as well. I mean, if we go back to your guys' sophomore year, that's where we kind of saw this program, it flipped, right? It elevated greatly, get to the semifinals against San Juan. And so you guys have been a part of a pretty special group as far as Emory High School football is concerned.
Yeah, we've had a great group ahead of us kind of setting that example and bringing us back up. And let's hope to maintain it and maybe rise above even more.
Deacon, it was fun to watch you during your junior season. Can't wait to see what you bring to the table here as a senior. I appreciate you taking out the time, and we'll see you out on the field on Friday.
Thank you.
That's Emory High School senior Deacon Mangum. Another senior we talked to yesterday was Jackson Johnson. JJ, doing some tremendous work for the Emory Spartan football team since he was a sophomore on special teams. We talked about that. We talked about moving into a senior campaign and sharing the backfield with Bowden Chrisman. Great interview yesterday with JJ.
JJ, it's great to get you on today. Thank you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about your senior season and kind of the expectations right out of the gate. Some of the things that you've kind of put on the list of accomplishments that you guys want to hit this year.
Of course, we want to do best we can all year. Fire from all cylinders. We got a good look at, we should do pretty good this year. The final goal is always the championship, like Deacon said, but yeah, just do the best we can every game. And yeah,
I think you guys are always pretty battle tested by the time we get to the postseason. It's a tough region once again.
Yeah, it is a tough region with San Juan, and they've been on their streak for a while, but yeah.
Well, let's talk about your growth, because I remember watching you play a little bit of varsity as a sophomore. Now yeah. Here you are as a senior, and so you've actually seen this speed, this level of play for quite some time now. The adjustment period has got to be over and done with, right? I mean, you're well acclimated to the speed and to the physicality of the varsity game by this point.
Oh, yeah. We've all, this age group, seen about everywhere. We've never really played, like, all together in one season. Mm-hmm. We've had all... like everywhere, but this season should be good. We're going to be all together. And yeah, I think we're all ready for varsity.
Well, you guys may have not all played together, but you all have been called upon at various times. I know throughout really your entire football career here. What do you remember about that sophomore season? Because that, to me, that always sticks out as kind of the turning point, right, for this program. That's where things elevated. And you did see varsity time as a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore, I was kick returner. It was pretty scary just kind of seeing how big those guys were going from playing freshman, sophomore to varsity the next year. But yeah, it's fun. Definitely a lot more to it. Like, gotta get your fundamentals down, all that. But yeah, playing seniors or varsity as a sophomore was good for me to kind of see the tempo of the game and all that.
Walk me through being a kick returner at this level. How much of that is ad lib? I know that the Emory special teams have always been dynamic. Coach D's done a terrific job with that in several aspects. What's that like, returning a kick at this level? What are you looking for?
You're always just looking to cut to the outside is what G says, once you can, but follow your blocks. Yeah, G does a great job coaching us. But yeah, it's way fun back there returning kicks. I don't know who's going to be back there this year, honestly, but whoever it is, I think they'll do great. Yeah, it's way fun, way fun.
Just hang on to the ball, right?
Yeah, just hang on to the ball.
Now let's talk about your transition coming out of the backfield this year, because skill position players, I like this group. I think there's a lot of talent. I think there's a lot of speed. I think this really, there's a lot of potential, to say the least. So talk to me about your role coming out of the backfield this year.
Me and Bowden are both going to be back there this year. I think sharing reps, it should be way good. Get all rested. And we play two different types mm-hmm. of running. Bowden's more north-south. I try to get to the outside, but I think it'll be way good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, how well you guys complement one another, because he loves to run in between the tackles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've seen that.
Yeah, Bowden, he's way good at running. He's a stud. I think it'll work out perfect having both of us.
So
two different type of runners, yeah.
When Bowden is out on the field and you're on the sidelines, what are you watching? What are you trying to dissect? Because you can learn a lot, right, from somebody else take reps. So what's that like for you? What are you looking at on the sidelines?
I'm just kind of watching how he's looking, like picking the blocks and where the holes he's going, and then I try to do my best to doing that too. He's way good at finding the holes. He's a stud. So I just try to watch for where he's finding the holes and see if I can do the same.
Now, we talk here about offense, but we also got to talk about defense, because you're going to play an integral role in the secondary as well. So talk to me about that. I know Coach Famalo has always been that defensive-minded guy, right? So where do you fit in defensively on this group?
Defense, I think our secondary this year is probably one of the quickest in a while, especially having just all of us. We're all pretty fast, I think. I think we should do good. But, yeah, Famalo loves his defense. So, yeah, I think having all the speed in the secondary should be way good for covering deep ball. But I think we should be good.
Lastly, before I let you go, here we are now starting regular season. It's upon us Friday. Got to go on the road, take on North St. Pete. Have you watched anything on this team? Have you prepped for North St. Pete yet?
Yeah, we haven't done any prepping yet. We usually do that like night before the game. We come in here and watch some film on them. But, yeah, I'm ready.
I guess in the meantime, the most important thing is just take care of you, right? That's the most important thing. You guys know your assignments, and it's making sure you execute in that realm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. JJ, I appreciate the time, man. It's great to get you back on. I'm looking forward to watching you play this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A couple of seniors on this year's football team for the Emory Spartans. We'll continue to talk Emory football. Coach John Famalo is going to join us later on this week. And again, we are gearing up for Friday's kickoff against the North St. Pete Hawks. Let's pause for just a moment. We'll keep the tune of football. We'll move to the NFL, talk week one of the preseason. Also talk about what we have up and coming this weekend, because I do believe it'll be the best preseason football between the 3 or 4 weeks, however you want to look at it. That's coming up next when we return. It's Drive Time Sports live from the Sutherland Studios.